Let the deep state war games begin. Welcome to the special report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com, founder of Brighteon.com. And here we are, just days from Trump being sworn in. And his arch enemy is not the Democrats. It's the deep state. And even right now, the deep state, which we could say the intelligence community, but also the bureaucracy, through the United States Senate, they are threatening to block the nominations of any of Trump's nominees who oppose deep state policies. For example, Tulsi Gabbard has been pressured into reversing her opposition against the illegal, unconstitutional, warrantless surveillance provisions that target American people. She was completely opposed to that until she faced Senate confirmations. Now she's said she won't oppose it because she needs the votes of the senators in order to make it into office. Now, she herself was targeted by that program. So it's astonishing that she would flip so quickly, but it shows you the power of the deep state. And the deep state is still in control. They can threaten, they can blackmail, they can coerce, they can do all sorts of things to compromise or even destroy Trump nominees. And of course, they're going to try to make life hell for Trump himself. So, how can Trump fight back? Well, what he learned in his first term is that you can't fight back against the deep state using the system that they control. It's insane. It's like trying to fight against the House in Vegas. You're never going to beat the House playing the House's games. The House is always going to win. Mathematically, the House always wins. Same thing with the deep state. If you stay in this current system, the deep state always wins. So Trump has to change the deal dramatically. Remember, he's the master of the art of the deal. And guess how you change the deal dramatically if you want to beat the deep state? The answer may surprise you, but here it is. And this is what I believe is coming. You default on the dollar. You abandon the currency that funds the deep state. You know, you can't fire everybody in the FBI, the CIA, or even the NIH, the FDA. I mean, there's this massive, deep bureaucracy that is self-perpetuating. It's like a cancer tumor. It keeps attracting more blood supply to itself in order to grow its size and its danger to the victim, which is the Republic in this case. But all of those people are beholden to paychecks from the federal government. And those paychecks are only made possible through dollar printing. And dollar printing is made possible by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. And the way you stop the deep state is to cut off the dollar. And that also solves all kinds of problems that Trump would be facing, such as the national debt. And of course, all of the entitlement payouts to federal employees and so on. Not saying that federal employees didn't earn their payouts, but that system has also been abused in many ways. And the unfunded liabilities, the entitlements to the American people, now are almost $230 trillion. Which can never be paid. So a bankruptcy is coming. The only question is whether it's a controlled collapse, you know, controlled demolition of the dollar, or if it's an uncontrolled, chaotic collapse. And I believe that Trump and his people are looking at a controlled, I don't know if you call it a collapse, but a transition. That is to default on the dollar obligations and effectively declare an end to the current corporate structure of the United States of America, which is incorporated in Washington, D.C., and it's an artificial construct, and it's unconstitutional from the very beginning. That entire construct needs to be nullified, and we need a new nation, perhaps called the American Republic, in which there is no foreign banker cartel that controls our money supply, where the money belongs to the people, and where you have strict term limits, if you have representational government, you know, where you can't have senators serve for life, you can't have members of the House serve for life, etc. But in this transition, you effectively get to clear off all debts and all employment contracts with everybody. The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, you name it, it's all brought back to zero, and then you restart the kind of nation that you want to build. You create then the country you want, and you can basically line item veto everything that exists today, including all the existing employment contracts, because those contracts from the federal workers, those are contracts with a nation that no longer exists. So you chapter 11 the entire nation, you start a new nation with a new currency, an honest currency that can become the new dollar, that can be partially backed by gold, and that's how you actually maintain some dollar hegemony in the world and bring nations back from bricks to use the dollar. You have to make the dollar more honest, and you have to limit the money printing. And the only way to limit the money printing is to stop the hemorrhaging of the dollar, which means you have to stop all the fraud and corruption and the old contracts and the old obligations that have been put in place to loot the nation. Or another way to say all this is that the current financial structure of the United States of America is the result of decades of fraud, corruption, grift, kickbacks, payoffs. You know, a criminal cabal has been operating in the Senate, in D.C., and the only way to end that criminal cabal is not through elections, but through default. If you are able to nullify that system, default on it, and start a new system and transition people over to the new system, well then, now you've got a future. Because the current path that we are on as a nation has no future. Or you could say just a future of collapse and destitution. And even internationally, the current path of the United States has no future. You want to have a future for America? You have to change it up. You have to reform it from the ground up, which means recalibrating everything. The agencies, the finances, the currency, you know, the term limits, even the whole structure of representational government, it's all got to change. And the only way to do that is, like I said, you default on the current system, you start a new system. Now, in order to do this, it's pretty obvious that the Trump administration needs a foreign scapegoat. So there needs to be an initiating event that justifies this. For example, if you go back to 1971, when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard, which was a very negative move, obviously, that led to a lot of money printing and devaluation of the dollar and looting of the treasury and so on. So I'm not saying it was a good thing. But what excuse did Richard Nixon give out for taking us off the gold standard? Well, he said, well, foreign speculators are attacking the currency. And what did he mean by that, really? What was happening? Well, in that day, the dollar was redeemable for gold. But the nations of the world suspected that the U.S. was printing far more dollars than they had gold for. And so France sent ships to the United States and had stacks of cash ready to deliver. And France said, we want our gold. You say the dollar is redeemable for gold, so here's a bunch of dollars. Give us a bunch of gold. At that time, I think it was $35 an ounce. And of course, the U.S. didn't have the gold, because the U.S. had been cheating in that system. And so Richard Nixon had to separate the dollar from the gold standard, and that unleashed the whole era of massive money printing headed for currency collapse that we are now enduring. It actually set into motion the ultimate financial collapse of the United States of America. Richard Nixon started that, not Donald Trump. But it tells you that when presidents want or need to do something pretty dramatic, they always have an excuse, a foreign excuse or a foreign threat to name in order to justify their dramatic action. It's just like in World War II with Pearl Harbor, which was provoked and allowed to happen. Well, you know, our government and our president needed Pearl Harbor in order to sell World War II in the Pacific to the American people. That was something the American people were resisting up to that point. So Trump is going to need to sell the American people on this idea of pretty radical reforms, basically closing down the old United States of America and launching a new nation with a new currency and a whole new government and, you know, new term limits, even effectively a new Supreme Court, although it may consist of members of the existing Supreme Court, but it might be a whole new court. Who knows? It may not even be called the Supreme Court. Anything could change. So what are the likely candidates for this kind of action on the part of Trump? And the answer becomes pretty obvious. You have to blame China or Russia. And you have to have a major event, such as a cyber attack on the banking system, in order to justify why are we abandoning the old system. Or you have to have a major war. You have to have a nuclear war. You have to have a nuclear attack. You have to have something huge. Some big thing has to happen. And of course, it has to be something so big that it threatens and ultimately bankrupts the entire United States of America as it currently exists. So you start to think, well, that would have to be some kind of attack on Washington, D.C., because also Trump probably doesn't want to make Washington, D.C. the capital of the new America. Because Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area are just filled with a bunch of corrupt crooks and criminal cabal members. They inhabit the entire area, just a bunch of grifters, you know, the ones in government. And there are other people who live in that area, but the wealthy elite all come out of government, and you have to move the capital of the nation if you're going to have some kind of an honest system that is more representative of the people. So where would you move the capital to? Well, you might say Mar-a-Lago, move it to Florida. Okay, that's a candidate. Yeah, maybe. Or move it to Texas. Trump doesn't have strong ties to Texas. But then you start to get into the question of, would all the states go along with this new nation? And probably the answer is no. Probably you're going to end up with certain states like California that will try to say, well, we don't want to be part of this new republic because, you know, gosh, too much freedom and liberty. And they want to maintain their communist, socialist, fascist control. So under the Democrats, the state of California would break off or secede from the new nation. But then you would have the pro-freedom parts of California, which is most of the landmass of California, saying, hey, we love this new nation idea, and we don't want to be part of this corrupt California system. So they're going to break off from the old California and form a new state called New California that will be part of the new America. You can see how this can go, right? You'll end up with certain coastal cities, certain left-wing cities that will refuse to join the new nation, and then you might have military action by Trump in order to bring those cities into line with the new nation and to go in and defeat or arrest the governors, who are all crooks anyway. I mean, the governor of New York, the governor of California, the governor of Washington State. I mean, they're all treasonous crooks anyway. They've already committed all kinds of crimes of, you know, harboring illegals and money laundering and fraud and violating the civil rights of Americans during COVID, all these kinds of things. So there are numerous reasons to arrest these people. So this is going to be a really interesting time to see how the United States of America ends up when this is all said and done. And remember my prediction that the United States of America, as we know it, ceases to exist by the end of this year. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen that quickly. Maybe I'll have to modify my prediction this coming Christmas and say, well, it's going to take another year. But you can see the direction things are going. And especially after Trump gets sworn in and we start seeing the deportation of illegals and the resistance on the part of Democrat governors and Democrat mayors, you're going to start to see a lot of talk of secession or regional civil war, certain states splitting off, etc. And then when it comes to the deep state attacks on Trump, you're going to see the big picture thinkers like Elon Musk or Vivek Ramaswamy and Trump and some of his advisors and even people like Steve Bannon, I believe, who are the big picture thinkers like I am, they're going to start to propose these kinds of ideas like I'm saying here, which is, hey, how do we nullify the entire federal bureaucracy and then just rehire back the people we want or the departments we want? How do we do that? Because we do need a military, right? But we don't need an FDA. We don't need an FBI. We don't need an ATF. We don't need an EPA. We don't need an IRS for sure, right? So how do you do that? It's simple. You close down the current system. You open up a new system. It's like, you've ever been to a restaurant where the service used to suck? And then you drive by one day, it's got a banner out front under new management, you know? It's the same restaurant. It's just got new people who hopefully don't suck. And so maybe you try it out. It's under new management. Wow, maybe their food's better. Maybe their service is better. Maybe their menu's better. That's the way it can be for an entire nation. And if you don't believe me, just read history, because this is exactly what has happened over and over and over again. Nations have defaulted and they have reformed and they have formed new nations. And borders have changed even in the last couple of years. Look at the Donbass region of Ukraine. Those people, in February of 2022, they voted to join Russia. They were part of, quote, Ukraine. And the government of Ukraine was, you know, shelling them with artillery to try to keep them in line to stay with Ukraine. But they wanted to join Russia. And so then, of course, in February of 22, Russia launched the special military operation and then really took the Donbass region that is now considered Russian territory by its own people and by Russia itself. So those national lines, those changed while we were watching. So I don't want to hear from anybody that says, well, the nations never change, states never change, nations never collapse. Are you kidding me? Read history, because it happens all the time. And it will happen again. And it's happening now. I mean, look, right now, Trump is saying we want to buy Greenland. So Greenland could become part of the United States. He's also saying we want Canada for some reason. I don't know about you, but the only part of Canada that I want is Alberta. You know, all the rest of the liberal cities can go pound ice, I guess. But I'll take Alberta. Those are some good Texans there in Alberta, you know. We'll take Alberta. And all the good people in rural Canada, we love you. But we don't want Toronto, you know? We don't want all these liberal cities. Anyway, I'm just pointing out that nations change hands and they change identity and currencies collapse and are, you know, reformed. You know, history is a series of catastrophic collapses or reformations, bankruptcies, you know, wars, all of it. And the more you understand about history, the more you understand that the current United States of America is pretty much done as it is structured. And Trump is exactly the kind of guy to reform the entire nation. And I think that's what's going to happen. It's the only way out. I've looked at this every way possible. The only way out of this current conundrum of debt and tyranny is to end the current system, dismantle it, and then reform it into a new system that reflects the liberty, the freedom, and the values that you want to project into the future as a nation. So during all of this, of course, it's going to be a lot of chaos. You'll want to get out of the dollar, probably. Check out gold and silver. Our sponsor in that space, a very trustworthy company, is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. Gold and silver coins. I say, you know, people ask me, how much gold should I have? And I say, own 1 ounce of gold for every month that you want to live, so that if everything collapses, you have enough gold to live on, because you can live on about an ounce of gold per month. But, you know, do your own research. I'm not your financial advisor, obviously, and I disclaim responsibility for your financial situation. So do your own research and do what's right for you. But check them out at metalswithmike.com. And even if our current system doesn't collapse, you know, even if we don't have a total default, Gold and silver are a store of value, and they function very nicely as a store of value. And you will probably do very well in terms of preserving your assets, not speculating, not even gaining value, but just preserving value by holding on to some gold and silver. So check out our sponsor again, metalswithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams. Check out more of my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com and read our new articles at naturalnews.com. We are publishing now more than ever before on more intriguing subjects. So check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of PetMectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms, where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Nessa's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.